Well, the detective, hired by the Marches to find their stolen bracelets, didn't believe Jane's story that she sent her maid Laura to get acquainted with the Marches' maid Nanette so Laura could learn to speak French. He gave Jane and the maid 24 hours to return the bracelet. In the meantime, Mr. Race, ignorant of any stolen bracelet, is secretly buying Jane a bracelet. Jane's brother Johnny says he can get a bargain through a man named Davis. This episode is an alternating scene between the Aces' bungalow and Davis's office. First to the Aces. Listen.
Laura!
Yes, ma'am.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm coming, ma'am.
Come to the living room, Laura.
I was just going to the store, ma'am, to buy the groceries for you and dinner tonight.
Well, that can wait. This is more important. Sit down, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness, I don't see how you can even think of dinner after the way that detective came here this morning and said we took that bracelet. I've been walking to and from ever since he left here, trying to think if I could call Mr. Ace and tell him. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say it's my fault.
Your fault?
Yes, for getting acquainted with Mr. and Mrs. Marsh and for going over there that night the bracelet was stolen. Goodness, did I know it was going to be stolen, much less that she even had a bracelet?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Sure, you know I didn't. But you don't know how Mr. Ace is. I just can't tell him about it yet. Not until I make sure that nobody around here had anything to do with it. And that's what I'm going to do now.
What, ma'am? Call him up and tell him?
No, not call. Aren't you paying attention to what I'm saying? I haven't had time to tell you everything twice. You know what that detective said. We've got 24 hours to return the bracelet. Well, 2 hours are gone already. We've got to hurry.
Yes, ma'am. I'll hurry back from the store as quick as
I can. Sit down, Laura. I want to talk to you. Stop talking about the store and listen to me. I've been racking my brain for 2 hours of thinking of who could have taken it.
Well, I didn't take it, ma'am.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. Ask you some questions and things like that. I've got to make sure. Personally, I don't think you did.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Because I've seen enough movies where something is stolen, and 9 times 10, it's a person you never thought of to kill it. Well, everybody has thought of you, so I don't think you did it.
Oh, no, ma'am.
But then that doesn't come out right, because they've all thought of Mam F too, and I don't know for sure that she didn't take it.
Oh, she's got an alibi, ma'am.
Alibi? She has?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And she's one of them?
One of who? I don't know what you mean, ma'am.
Well, you say she's got an alibi. You mean like alibi in the 40 CE?
Oh, no, ma'am. I mean it was Nanette's night off and she went right home after you and Miss A came to visit the Marshes.
Well, what's that got to do with... Now, Laura, I haven't got time to sit around and talk about Nanette's night off. Don't you know that if we don't have that bracelet back by tomorrow, you're liable to be a jail pigeon?
But, ma'am, I didn't take it.
You didn't, huh? Well, where were you on the night of we went to visit the Marshes?
I went home, ma'am. You see, my roommate rented a book from the library, and we were both trying to finish it before we had to pay the extra 2 cents a day, and that was my night to finish it, so she could take it to work with her and finish it and take it back to the library on the way home from work the next day.
So you won't talk. All right, I'll try another way. What's the name of the book?
It's a mystery.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was The Mystery of the Missing Ring.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Did you finish the book that night?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what did you do?
I went to bed, ma'am. It was awful late.
I see. You went to bed. You undressed and went to bed?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I always
did you take off that ring you wear?
Oh, no, ma'am. That's my good luck ring.
Oh, it is. Well, did you take off any other jewelry before going to bed?
I haven't got any other jewelry, ma'am.
All right, I'll try it another way. How did you happen to be reading a book the night the bracelet was stolen?
I always read books at night, ma'am.
Yes, but this night you were reading a mystery. How did that happen?
Oh, I always read mysteries, ma'am. That's the only kind I like.
Oh, I see. You like mysteries.
Yes, ma'am.
And I suppose you like this one, too. The stolen bracelet that somebody took.
Well, ma'am, one as good as interesting.
But are you reading a mystery now, too?
Yes, ma'am. I just finished one last night.
Oh, you did? And are you going to read another one tonight?
Well, if the girl I live with brings one home, ma'am.
And suppose he doesn't?
Well, I guess we'll go to see a movie. There's a mystery movie around the corner from...
Oh, so you even like mystery movies?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, maybe you like so many mysteries you're starting to act like one. Is that it?
Is what it?
Where were you on the night that we went to visit the Marches?
I told you, ma'am.
Well, tell me again.
I was reading a book, ma'am.
What was the name of the book?
Who Killed Joe Robbins?
Who Killed Joe Robbins? Oh, now I caught you. You said that it was The Mystery of the Missing Link.
Yes, ma'am. Or Who Killed Joe Robbins?
Oh, now you're not sure.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I told you, ma'am. The Mystery of the Missing Link. Oh, Who Killed Joe Robbins?
Oh, reading two books at once, I suppose.
Oh, ma'am, I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
Trying to tell me what?
About the book, ma'am.
Oh, Laura, look at you. You're changing like a thief.
Well, you're upsetting me, ma'am, asking me too many questions.
I am, huh? Well, that's the way it's supposed to work out.
It's my third degree, ma'am. I've read so many third degrees.
Well, this is just the first. If you think this is the third, you just wait till I get through. Where were you on the night of we visited the Marches?
I told you, ma'am. I was reading a book.
Oh, so that's your story.
And when I finished talking to him, I had him eating out of the palm of my hand, Mr. Davis. That brother-in-law of mine is a tough customer, and at first he wasn't even interested in talking about buying any jewelry. But after I gave him the line about jewelry being a good investment and all that, he went for it in a big way.
And he wants to buy the bracelet?
Yes, he wants to see it, and I told him what a bargain you let him have.
How much did you tell him?
$1,500, isn't that right?
Yes, that's the price. But cash, you understand?
Yeah.
No tax, no charge.
Oh, he understands. I explained to him that the only way you could let him have it at such a ridiculous price was that you sold for cash and a quick turnover. He was a little worried. He thought it might be stolen or something.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He ought to know I couldn't afford to be mixed up in anything shady, but he's one of those overcautious guys, you know.
Yeah.
Always thinks the worst. I told him you'd been in business for years and that you...
When are you going back there?
Well, as soon as you want me to again.
The sooner the better, Johnny.
Oh, fine. We can go right now if you want.
No, you better go over there alone. I'm expecting a call, please.
Oh, all right. If you want to trust me with that bracelet.
I trust you. Boy, if I didn't, I wouldn't have hired you. I know all about
you. Oh, well, fine. Give me the bracelet and I'll get on over there. I might catch him before he goes to lunch.
Okay. Yeah, here it is, right here.
Is it okay if he wants to have it appraised? Or...
Sure, that's his right. You go along with him.
Oh, sure.
I'll have to take it out of this paper and put it in a nice box for you.
Yeah, sort of dress it up.
Yeah. Well, I think this one will hold it.
Yep. Oh, boy, that's a beauty.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know much about jewelry, but he's certainly getting a bargain in this piece.
I say he is. All right, there you are. Now, hold on to that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have this deal closed this afternoon.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mr.
Too much stuff laying around here to let just anybody in. Who is it? Oh, okay. Put it in, Johnny.
Well, yes, sir. I'll be going, too. I'm anxious to make this sale, Mr. Davis.
Okay. Come in, Annette. Glad to see you. Oh, this is Mr. Sherwood, Mr. Lamar.
Oh, how do you do?
I have a
greeting.
Okay, Johnny. See you this afternoon.
I'll be in.
Who is that, Missy?
That's the boy I got working for me. He's on his way now to peddle.
What's the matter with you?
What are you looking so glum about?
I'm afraid we're going to have trouble, Mister.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
I'm very worried. They're beginning to suspect me, and they are...
All right, now, take it easy, Nancy. Let's have your hair and be natural. You're alone. Now, what's up?
Plenty. The Marshal called in a cop.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
And he's pretty hot on the trail. Too hot for comfort. Say, we better be smart and put that bracelet back.
What is that where?
Well, I've got it.
That's it. Well, I thought you told me you had this thing pretty well mixed up. Didn't you say he was after this woman that visited the Marshes and that maid of hers?
Yes, but he's very near.
Well, it's your fault for getting so friendly with that other girl.
I thought it was a good blind.
Well, it is. What are you worrying about? You always get panicky, Nancy. You did the same thing last Christmas down in New Orleans. And the year before up in Canada.
Yes, I know. But this cop is smarter than I thought he was, Steve.
He may be smart, but I'm smarter. And I'm just visiting the places today.
You are?
Yes, that's where the boy is. That's where he's got a customer. We'll be rid of it by this afternoon if we have any luck at all.
I'll be a lot happier when we do get rid of it.
Well, then you're worried for over. We're getting 1,500 packets for it. And before you know it, we'll be on our way out of this town.
You can't be too soon for me.
Now you go back to me. Come on, now. Be fucked up.
Please.
sure Nanette never talked about the bracelet?
Yes, ma'am.
Did Nanette tell you the bracelet was stolen?
No, ma'am. She never...
Are you sure you went straight home the night Miss Race and I went to the market?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's like
I... You didn't stop in to see Nanette before you went home?
Oh, no, ma'am. I didn't know her then, did I?
Didn't you?
No, ma'am. Wasn't it the next day you introduced me to her?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Oh, I'm sure of it, ma'am. Wasn't she at the house the night you got there?
Yes, she was.
Well, did you notice that she was nervous or anything, ma'am?
No, I don't think so.
Was anybody else there besides you and Mr. and Mrs. Marsh and Nanette?
No, I think we were.
Well, I'm too sure, ma'am.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Did Mrs. Marsh have the bracelet on?
No, it was upstairs on her dresser.
Oh, well, how did you know it was upstairs on her dresser?
Well, because they were showing us through the house, and when we were in her room, we saw
Was Mr. Ace in the room, too?
Yes.
What was he doing?
Well, he was just looking around, I guess.
Did you look around, too, ma'am?
Well, yes.
You did.
Well, yes. Oh, wait a minute, Laura. I'm supposed to be asking.
Did Mr. Ace say anything about the bracelet when you came home?
No, but where were you on the night of
the... Did he say anything before you came home?
I don't think so, but wait a minute, Laura.
Did you say anything to him about the bracelet?
Well, yes, I said it was gorgeous.
Oh,
but
you did. What? You said it was a gorgeous bracelet?
Yes, I...
You did.
Why? Did I do something bad?
Well, ma'am, I hate to say it.
Well, what, Laura? You don't think that
I... Ma'am, it certainly is an inside job.
I know it is. It's going to be a job to get the bracelet back inside of 24 hours. Now, Laura, if you'll stop saying I did, I'll stop saying you did.
Yes.
Well, that third-degree session proves nothing. But if Mr. Ace buys that bracelet and brings it home with him, well, we run into some more complications when next we meet the Easy Aces.